Thank you, Father.
You are all that matters.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Your glory is upon your people. Your power is in your sanctuary. Your anointing is flowing like river. You are taking over. You are the owner of this service. The choir just told us to run, and we have to run. What 2021? Yes, Lord. The choir told us to run to him. We are going to sing that stanza again. And let's open our spirit to him. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Sprinkling. The blood that speaketh better things than that of Abel. This morning, by faith, I want us to begin to plead the blood of Jesus. Begin to plead the blood. Let's begin to sprinkle the blood upon yourselves, upon your family, upon your cars, upon your houses, upon everything that you have. Let's start the faith clinic with that. Can we begin to plead the blood of Jesus? Can we begin to plead the blood? Let's begin to plead the blood. Let's begin to plead the blood of Jesus. We are not joking. Neither am I entertaining you. I am leading you to do something. Open your mouth this morning. Begin to plead the blood. The speaking blood. The blood that is speaking. We plead the blood. We plead the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus upon myself, my family, upon Cedar household, upon Cedar members all over the world. We plead the blood of Jesus. Open your mouth and speak. Open your mouth and speak. We plead the blood. We plead the blood. We plead the blood. Jesus said tutu. Say tutu. Yes. We receive the propitiation of the blood of Jesus. The atonement. The propitiation of the blood of Jesus this morning. In the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood. We plead the blood. We plead the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood. 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 I plead the blood of Jesus on my foundation. I plead the blood of Jesus on my tomorrow. Open your mouth and speak. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus on my body system. I plead the blood of Jesus on my environment. I plead the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. Look at me, brethren. This morning should be an advantage. This morning, it's not ceremony, it's business. This morning, even with our population, it should be an advantage. Because there is advantage in portability. You have rooms to pray like wounded lion. I never planned to start like this. I had him in my spirit. He said, son, tell my children, for every confrontation in the spirit, a sacrifice, an atonement is required. Fun gbogbo idojuko ninu emi bo se so fun mi ni e pe a nilo etutu. Etutu. Propitiation, that is English. Propitiation. And I search in my spirit quickly, which the only propitiation is the blood of Jesus. I want you to send the blood of Jesus to your hometown. Send the blood of Jesus to your family houses. Send the blood of Jesus to your working places. Send the blood of Jesus to your exam rooms. Send the blood of Jesus to your offices. Send the blood of Jesus to all that pertains to your life. Everything that connects with your destiny. Blood of Jesus. Go ahead and begin to propitiate. Go ahead and propitiate. Go ahead and propitiate. Go ahead and propitiate. I'm not taking your money. We are not taking offering now. We are only asking you to do this. Open your mouth and release the blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. I propitiate this morning. Mose tutu ni owura yi. Mose tutu emi. Mose tutu iku. Mose tutu fun accident. Mose tutu fun igbe nipa. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. I wouldn't know why. We will understand by and by. But the Lord said I should lead us to propitiate. And the only propitiation is the blood of Jesus. Release the blood upon my vehicle. Yes, upon my place of abode. Upon my habitation. The blood of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Upon my siblings. Yes, the blood of Jesus. Upon my children. The blood of Jesus. Upon us cedar members. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Upon all my investment in life. All my labor. Upon my investment. The blood of Jesus. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I still have a nudge in my spirit to allow us to do it. I know it is not all of us that we obey, that we follow. But I want the majority of us to do it. Send the blood of Jesus upon all the shrines, all the groups that the enemy is using against you. Release the blood of Jesus. Release the blood of Jesus. Yea, upon all the evil meetings, the blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Ora gepo soto bragadea. Ase tutu ni owura yi. Ase tutu eyi ti odun yi ku. The remaining part of this year. Ase tutu for 2021. We appropriate, we propitiate for next year. We atone for next year. We appropriate for next year. Rikaposotoria. Yalikura zidi handi. The blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Thank you, Father. We return the glory to you in Jesus' name. Can we be seated briefly? I'm asking us to sit down because we have been standing because the choir asked us to stand. So sit down. I want to celebrate God's servants, our mama, and our pastor that's on journey. And mama, the blood of Jesus cover them. All our wonderful pastors and deacons, you are covered with the blood of Jesus. See that household, I have a message. The Bible says, when the Philistine heard that they have anointed David, they came up to take him. See that household, it's time to do more war. The devil knows that he cannot stop us in this household. But what the Lord showed to me that he's trying to do is to contain us. To do what? To contain us. We tear his barrier. We tear his container. In the name of Jesus. So God bless you, sir, ma, for this opportunity again. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I did my calculation on calendar. And I discovered that, apart from special program to run the year off, this is the last faith clinic for 2020. Am I right? Aha. So with that in mind, that is my direction of preparation. So we want to deal with some hangovers. We want to deal with some cobwebs. We want to deal with things that should not travel with us. Things that should not continue journey of destiny with us individually as families and as a ministry. And the choir minister powerfully to us today. Where else can we run? Where else? If we don't have anywhere else, please, let's do what the Bible says. Make sure you are praying. Today's faith clinic and monthly faith clinic in our church here is mainly for praying for spiritual breakthrough. And I know the Holy Spirit will quicken us this morning. So I start the business. I'm not preaching. I will show you things in the scripture, then we'll pray. Psalm 138. Psalm number 138, verse 7 alone. That's where we commence the second part of the business. The first part is atonement, propitiation. We have done that. If you know you are disconnected, you were disconnected when we were praying, please go back and do it when we get home. Do it. Mose tutu. A tutu iku, a tutu accident. I propitiate for my future. Psalm 138, verse 7. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, and we are walking in the midst of trouble, except we want to pretend. Except we want to be like ostrich that put its head in the sand and the whole big body is outside. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou will revive me. God will revive you. I said, God will revive your career. He will revive your income. The Lord will revive your spirituality. He will revive your prayer life. But that's not where I'm going. Look at your Bible. And it's on the screen. Thou shalt stretch forth
thy hand against the wrath of my enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. So what God underlined for me for this assignment is, thou shalt stretch forth thy hand against the wrath of my enemies. I was telling different congregations over the weekend that, listen, brethren, it seems everywhere we go now, people are angry against good things. When you drive your car, some people are angry that you have car. When you smile, some people are really angry that you are happy. So we are surrounded with angers of the enemies. So that's the first assignment in this part two. Thou shalt stretch forth thy hands against the wrath of my enemy. Can we rise up on our feet? It's praying meeting. Some of us, when we're praying the other time, sat down. We just sat down. Even the nominal churches, some are on mountain crying now. Lord, help me in 2021. Where should we be in the presence of God and we just sit down disconnected? Oh Lord, stretch your hand against the wrath of my enemies. I didn't fabricate it. I brought the scripture to you, and it is still on the screen. Thou shalt stretch forth thy hand against the wrath of my enemies. Oh Lord, stretch your hand. Oh Lord, put out your hand against the wrath of my enemies. Oh Lord, put out your hand against them. Oluwanawo, si binu awon ota mi. Oh Lord, stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemy. Open your mouth and praise somebody. The choir told us to run. Do your running. Run to him. And the way you can do it is to open your mouth now. Whether you are in the middle or at the back or in front, open your mouth and pray. Oh Lord, stretch your hands against the wrath of my enemies. Stretch your hands. Are we here, Cedar? Cedar, we are at home? Are you at home? Open your mouth and make declaration. Oh Lord, stretch your hands against the wrath of my enemies. Stretch your hands against the wrath of my enemies, Lord. What will happen is not your business. What happens when he stretches out against the enemy is not your concern. You just pray. You just make demand. Oh Lord, stretch your hand against the wrath of my enemies. I thought somebody that is ready for faith clinic is here. Lord, stretch forth your hands against the wrath of my enemies. That might be the only prayer we pray today. Lord, stretch forth your hand against the wrath of my enemies. Stretch forth your hand. Oh Lord, pluck out your hand from your bosom. Oluwa, now what jade? Now what see? Binu awon ota mi. Stretch your hands. Against the wrath of my enemies. Likapo shikaraboshteria. Rikala kapazutoria bagaroziria. Mila kora zida katayamande. Oh Lord, stretch your hands against the wrath of my enemies. Oh Lord, stretch your hands. Hey. Stretch your hands
against the wrath of my enemies. Lord, stretch your hands. Stretch your hands. In Jesus' name, we pray. Open your eyes. This faith clinic. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, are you sure? The prayer you just prayed brought out the hand of God. Are you sure? The prayer you just made brought the hand of God from his bosom. Are you sure? You will pray. The Lord gave that place to me. I've been reading it for years. I never noticed verse 7 until I was preparing to come to Cedar. And he said, this is an assignment. Oh Lord, stretch your hand against their meeting. Stretch your hands against their apparatus, all their installations. That happened to the Red Sea. The Lord said, Moses, stretch the rod. It is not rod. It is the hand of God against the Red Sea. And the thing dried. Oh Lord, this morning, all their meeting places, all their instruments, all their machineries, all their apparatus, all their installations, all their agendas against my life. Oh Lord, bring out your hand. Stretch your hand against them. Open your mouth and pray this morning. Open your mouth. The enemy will not want you to do it. Please do it. Oh Lord, now what that day? Oh Lord, bring out your hand against all their meetings, against all their schedules, against all their apparatus, against all their installations, against all their arrangements concerning my destiny. Lord, bring out your hand. Lord, bring out your hand. Lord, bring out your hand and stretch it against them. Lord, 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 stretch it against them. In the name of Jesus, all my pursuers, stretch your hand against them. Yea, all my devourers, all my destroyers, Baba, stretch your hands against them. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Stretch your hands. Oh Lord, against my enemies. Stretch your hands. I thank those of you that are operating the spirit of prayer. Some of us, we are already in that spirit. Many are watching us. Many don't know the meaning of what we are saying. This is the word of God. Stretch your hands, oh Lord, against all their instruments. Stretch your hands against all their plans. Stretch your hands against all their meetings. Stretch your hands against all their conclusions. All their conclusions over my life. All their conclusions about me. Oh Lord, stretch your hands against them. In Jesus' name, we pray. Listen to me. 2 Samuel chapter 23 verse 7 says, the man that will touch them must be fenced with iron. So, I'm not asking you to do the touching. I'm not asking you to stretch your hands against them.
I'm asking you to ask God to bring out your hand, his hand, against your enemy.
Baba jeke niyan ko mo po se mi lore na wa gbara re sinu aye mi ye na wa
gbara re sinu aye mi
baba na wa gbara re sinu ise mi baba jeke niyan ko mo po se mi lore.
Amen. The Bible says he touches the mountains and the mountain smoke. It melts like wax. I want you to pray this morning. Lord, stretch your hands towards all the mountains. Mountain of debt. Mountain of confusion. Mountain of problems. All the mountains standing obdurately, standing stubbornly, standing on my way. Gbogbo ke isoro niwaju mi Oluwa nawo si O Lord, stretch your hands towards them. All the mountains of sickness, all the mountains of diseases, all the mountain of poverty, Lord, stretch your hands against them in the name of Jesus. All the mountain of opposition, opposition from college, opposition from oga, from bosses, opposition from junior workers, opposition from any area, Lord, stretch your hands them. Oh Lord, touch them. Let them catch fire. Oh yeah, let us pray. Oh yeah, let us pray. Oh yeah, let us pray. Oh Lord, stretch your hands. Touch the mountain of opposition. Mountain of opposition. Mountain of debt. Mountain of poverty. Mountain of failure. Mountain of sickness and diseases. Mountain of barrenness. Mountain of barrenness. Oh Lord, stretch out your hand. Stretch your hand toward them. Stretch your hands against them. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Linkapos de Grimustogra, Likapostogre, Likapostoria. Since it is a revelation for this service, I am going to hammer it. I have so many other revelations, but this one, we are going to pray through. Let us pray through. Oh Lord, stretch forth your hands towards this mountain, especially opposition, sickness, and diseases. Lord, stretch out your hands against them. For me, Lord, stretch out your hands to consume them, to destroy them. In Jesus' name, we pray. Every meeting has its own purpose. Something is transpiring in the spirit realm. Not because I'm the one ministry, but because of faith link that we have today. The Holy Spirit said to me just now, bring those who are faced with mountains of opposition to my altar. You are confronted with unexplainable or explainable, reasonable or unreasonable opposition from any quarter. Opposition. You have been opposed. There is vehement opposition from any quarter. You are confronted You are faced with any form of opposition. Please, wherever you are, just walk briskly, not slowly, briskly to the altar. Come and stand before the altar. Come and stand before the altar. Opposition. And you are not the cause. You are not guilty. If you are guilty, make amendment. Because some brethren, they are guilty. They are the one lazy. They are the one that's very indolent. But they will not. But I know you, Sida. I know you. You are confronted with opposition. Mountains. Unreasonable opposition. Unexplainable opposition. Please walk to the altar. You have not come to Pastor Salami. You have not come to Sunday Adeniran. No! You are not here to stand before Awotoye. You are standing before the Lord God of heaven. Use Psalm 138, verse 7. Oh Lord, bring out your hand and touch this mountain of opposition. Lord, bring out your hand and scatter this opposition. Open your mouth and pray, everybody. Those of you in front, pray your prayer. And those of us in church, is there any area you want intervention? Oluwa na wasi isemi. Oluwa na wasi office me. Stretch your hands to my work. Stretch your hands towards my finances. Some people sitting in the church are no longer praying because some people are in the altar. Pray your own prayer. Is there any desert in your life? Pray. Lord, stretch your hands into my desert. Is there any Red Sea that has stopped you? Oh Lord, stretch your hands to my Red Sea. Open your mouth and pray. Those of you in front, you are the owner of this hour. Don't let it pass. Oh Lord, scatter this opposition. Scatter. We are dealing with the spirit. We are not dealing with human beings. Forget the person the devil is using. Forget the person orchestrating it. We are dealing with the spirit. Oh Lord, scatter this opposition. Lord, scatter this opposition. Lord, scatter this opposition. I can see open highways. Open highways. Yes. And I'm not entertaining you. I'm announcing what is taking place. Highways are opened for some of us now. Pray more. Pressing is your day. You are the owner of today's faith clinic. Pray more. Oh Lord, scatter this opposition. Lord, scatter this opposition. Oh Lord, bring out your hand. Rikapayamaga. And those of us in church, pray your prayer. Stretch your hands towards my desert. Stretch your hands towards my poverty. Shikalibora. Rigalabakutoria bagarabo shikayaba. Rigalabakuri kapozotoria. We scatter this opposition with the hand of God. We scatter this opposition, the mountains of opposition, with the hand of God. Oh Lord, bring out your hand for your son's sake, for your daughter's sake. Oh Lord, scatter this opposition. Oh Lord, scatter this opposition. Oh Lord, scatter this opposition. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Let's pray through. Let's pray through. Pray through. Something is taking place. Mountains are scattered. Yakata yaya. Break this mountain, Lord. Every form of opposition. Stretch your hands towards it, oh Lord. Lord, scatter this opposition. Pray 2 minutes more. 2 minutes more. 2 minutes more. Your enemies are beginning to celebrate you. They are beginning to support you. They are beginning to facilitate you.
They are beginning to help you. They are beginning to make way for you from this service. Likarabo shikaya. Every opposition today, they are scattered by the hand of God. Rigale kepo sotoria. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Because of the covenant of the blood of Jesus, all the mountains before you from today, they become plain. Amen. All the crooked places are made straight.
In the name of Jesus.
The Lord will cause you to walk in smoothness. You will not stumble. You will not be stopped. You will not be contained.
In the name of Jesus. I say, in the name of Jesus. I say, in the name of Jesus.
Every policy, every institutional opposition, every opposition that is not possible to dismantle because of the name of Jesus,
today the hand of God is against them. I said the hand of God is against them in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. Please go back and pray. Go back to the place of your prayer. Can we be seated, everybody? It remains few minutes. But I'm saddened that some of us are not praying. But I'm very joyful that majority of us are in the spirit of prayer. This is Faith Clinic. If it is preaching, you know, in Cedar we can preach. We can preach hours. But today is to do some things. Let's push. Pray until something happens. Let me go to the second level. Can we look at the book of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 16 to 17. Matthew chapter 9, verse 16 to 17. Within a few minutes, I will go to second and third level I want to take us to. Then we go forward to something else. Matthew chapter 9, verse 16. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. No man putteth a piece of new cloth unto an old garment. For that which is put in to fill it up, please underline, take it from the garment. That is the revelation. The new one that you put into the old that you mix with the new, underline, take it from.
I stand in the name of Jesus. Every agent of darkness that have been taken from you, today we stop them.
You are not in church.
Today we cut them off.
In your scripture, please underline, take it from the garment. There are things that have been taken from your health, taken from your finances, taken from your joy. They have been taken. Why? Because we were mixing old with the new. You are permitting old to mingle with the new. The Bible says, it takes from the garment and the rent is made what? Is made what? Any power, any decree, any arrangement that is predicting, that is teleguiding your destiny, that 2021 will be worse than 2020. Today, let the ground open its mouth and swallow them.
Are you ready to pray more? Take it from the garment. And after taking, what happens? The rent is worse. The next verse, neither do men put new wine into old bottles. Eh? Praise the Lord. Yes, the bottles break. Enough, because of time. your destiny will not break. The old is the enemy of the new. Please, let's stand up. Let's stand up. It is faith clinic time. I'm only giving you just a brief period to sit down to look at the scripture. It's time to pray. Within a few minutes, we'll be through. Amen. 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 Every oldness traveling with my destiny, fighting new thing, every enemy of new thing planted into my life by the enemy, every enemy of new things, or town tuntun. This is the scripture, Matthew chapter 9. This is the word of God, 16 and 17. The Bible says, he taketh from the garment every enemy of new thing. As I go up to 2021, every enemy of new thing, everything that is ready to fight new things in my life, today, I bury you alive. Let's go ahead and pray, somebody. Let's go ahead and pray. Let's go ahead and pray. Every enemy of good things, don't let the enemy mute you. Don't let Satan mute you. Many of us are praying as if we are muted. As if we are muted, open your mouth. Spiritual matter has no respect for level of education or sophistication. No! The principle of God is applicable everywhere. Open your mouth. Our leaders, our fathers, our mothers are praying. Our pastor, look at them. Some of us younger generation, we are not praying. You are not opening your mouth. Every enemy of new thing. Every enemy of new thing. Enemy of new things. I have around 16 minutes more. Open your mouth to pray. So that I want you to know it's not forever. Leading you in prayer is not forever. It is not 7-hour prayer. It is not 21 hour. I'm about to drop microphone. Open your mouth and pray. Every enemy of good things, every enemy of new things, gbogbo town tuntun, every enemy of new thing, I bury you alive. Today, I destroy you in the name of Jesus. It's only mama I'm hearing praying. I don't know where others are. I see our pastor praying. That is his habit anyway. I've been observing that for years, decades. As the Lord promotes him, he never diminishes in praying like that. So what are you doing? Pray! Gbogbo ota ohun tuntun. Ota ohun tuntun. Gbogbo ota ohun tuntun. Yes. 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 Pray. Pray. Ota ohun tuntun. Enemy of new things. Enemy of new things. In Jesus' name we pray. That one we should pray for hours. But go and do that on your own. Let me raise the second point there. The second point is take it. Whatever has been taken from me, whatever spirit, whatever agent has been taking my money, taking from my health, taking from my glory, taking from my sources, diminishing me, reducing me, today receive the sword of judgment. But before you pray, listen to me. The Lord said there are some people here. They have been in Christ for so many years, but something happened to them recently. It's a total embarrassment. But thank God it's not physical. But it has deep meaning, which I'm not ready to say anything about. Only recently, maybe you had Islamic Foundation, but you just dreamt and you discovered that you are doing it. In fact, there's somebody that doesn't have Islamic Foundation, but you discovered that Onkirun, Okandakirun, that's number one. Number two, you are eating fetish thing. It embarrassed you. How many years back? But you discover that you are eating. You are eating a ball. You are eating with them. As we pray against things that are taking things from us, they will come to the altar. I'm not begging. But if you are enlightened in the spirit and you discover it happened to you of recent and it embarrassed you, or don't get lonely, eh? You just discover that you are doing it. You are doing it with all agility. You are doing it. You are hitting the thing. It has meaning. Don't bother with the meaning. Just come to your father on the altar and let God work in your life. We don't need to interpret that. Church, let us pray. Every power taken from me, taken from my finances, taken from my joy, taken from my peace of mind, today, receive the sword of judgment. Hold your prayer, somebody. If that revelation is for you, come and stand before the altar. I know you will not be embarrassed. I know you will not be ashamed. Come and stand. It's dream. It is not physical. You are a sincere child of God. You are, in fact, a matured child of God, minister. But you saw yourself doing that recently. Please come and stand. Let the grace of God on the altar help you. Church, let's continue our prayer. Gbogbo nkan ton mu kuro nu aye wa, gbogbo nkan ton take away, everything taken away, taken from my joy, taken from my peace, taken from my finances, taken from my progress, receive the sword of judgment, receive the sword of the Lord, by that, receive the sword in the name of Jesus. Let's pray. If you are like that, come out and receive grace to deal with that penetration. It's an invasion. Invasion took place. They have invaded you. Come out. But it's not compulsory. Pray, everybody. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Jakataya, receive the sword of judgment. Everything taken from me, taken from my joy, taken from my peace, taken from my health, taken from my sources, receive the sword of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth. Likarabo shikayaba. Horiaba sidima katayama. Yalikarabo shikalaba kutoria. Yeli promozotoria bagarauzodia. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And the last level. But before then, Father, I lift up your banner against the invading enemy. Against the invading army. I don't know who, I don't know where. Father, we lift the banner of the blood of Jesus against them. That invasion will fail. That invasion will fail. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Finally, Nehemiah chapter 4. You can be seated to read. Then we pray. We pray the last lap. Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 10. Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 10. Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 10. Are you there? It's on the screen. And Judah said. Let somebody say, and Judah said. Look up here. Do you know the meaning of Judah? Judah means praise. Judah, the meaning of Judah is praise. When praise now begins to say, the strength of the bearers of burden is decayed, and there is much rubbish. What's the result? So that we are not able to build the wall. When testimony begins to turn to something else, when Judah began to speak negative things, Judah means praise. When a praise-singing Christian, a Christian that loves to praise God, begins to say something else, I prophesy in the name of the Lord, the remaining part of this year and 2021, it will not be said. Our Judah will not say this again. Let's have it again so that we can pray the last lap. And Judah said, the strength of the bearers of burden is decayed, and there is much what? Rubbish. And the result, so that we are not able to build the wall. The remaining part of December 2020, you will build great things. Next year, you will build. I say you will build. I say you will build. But this is what Judah is saying. Until we cry to God. Judah said, the strength of the bearers of burden is decayed, and there is so much rubbish. And the result, we are not able to achieve. We are not able to succeed. We are not able to make progress. That's the last level of praying that I want us to do this morning. Please, I crave your indulgence again. Can we rise up before God? Every decadence, every rottenness in my finances, in my spiritual life, in my career, in my business, every decadence, every rottenness in my health, every decadence in my investment, today, receive resurrection power. That is the prayer. Receive resurrection power. Every decadence in my body system, from my head to my toe, every decadence in my bone, every decadence in my brain, every decadence anywhere in my family, receive what? Receive resurrection power. Oh, your prayer. Ah. Don't let the enemy cheat us. If we don't cooperate, I will request from the pastor that he gives me one more hour. And I will continue to drill us. The devil wants to cheat us. This is the end of the year. Why are we not praying? It's only pastor's corner. I'm hearing prayer. I want to lose out on the Columbia draw. Every decadence, every rottenness, receive resurrection power. 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 Decadence in my head. Decadence in my career. Decadence in my finances. Decadence. Every form of decadence, receive resurrection power. Pray. Every decadence in my marital relationship, every rottenness between myself and my wife, between my wife and my husband, between me and my children, every decadence in the life of my children, every decadence in my office, every rottenness in my investment, every rottenness in my labor. Yes, receive resurrection power.
gbogbon to di baje gbogbon to ti ra ogede n baje lo npon. Many of us say, no, it's going to be better by and by. And yet it has decayed. It's rotting. Every decadence. Every decadence. In Jesus' name, we pray. Two more points. Are you ready? You will not be transfixed where you are. And there are so much rubbish. Who is the originator of the rubbish? Who brought the rubbish? Satan. We are going to pray. I stand in the name of Jesus. I set fire on the rubbish. All the rubbish the enemy surrounded me with, surrounded my destiny with, every rubbish that the enemy planted round about me in my church, rubbish in family, rubbish in the office, rubbish in my journey, rubbish in my work, rubbish in my business, you walk around, you step out. I set you on fire. I set you ablaze. I set you ablaze. Every rubbish the enemy surrounded my destiny with, every rubbish the enemy planted around me, every rubbish the enemy deposited round about my glory, I set you on fire. Go ahead and set them on fire. Go ahead and set them on fire. Go ahead and set them on fire. Yes, every rubbish that the enemy planted, the enemy deposited round about me, every rubbish the enemy deposited along my way so that I cannot build, so that I cannot achieve, so that I cannot make progress, I set you ablaze. I set you on fire. Fire! Am I hearing you setting something on fire? Am I seeing you doing it? Setting them on fire. Every rubbish. Likaria bakutoria. Every rubbish. Jekalibromozontoria. The enemy deposited into my business. Deposited into my family. Every rubbish. I set you on fire. Every rubbish that does not allow me to build, to achieve, to go forward, I set you on fire. Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. In Jesus' name we pray. We are on point. The last one. How many days do we have left this year? Thank you, mamas. Thank you very much. The Lord laid it on my heart. Ask for 11 miracles. Your versatility will determine that. Your dexterity will determine that. Some will only ask for two. Some will only ask for one. Some will even be saying, in Jesus' name. Ask for 11 miracles. 11 major miracles for your life, for your family, for this church. 11. Go ahead and pray. That's the last one. 11. Ask for 11. Mention them. Don't explain. Just mention. If you are very fast, you can mention 13. You can go for 20. Pray for 11 miracles. 11 major testimony producing miracle. Major testimony producing miracle. Ask for it. Don't explain. Just mention them. As the man of God takes over, bless us. Ask for them. Go ahead. I'm asking for mine. Ask ask for a minimum of 11 miracles. 11. 11 major miracles. That will be the bonus to start 2021. Money at hand. Cash brought forward. The BF for 2021. Brought forward for 2021. That we enable you to start well. That we empower you to start well. Don't be mediocre in nature. Don't be mediocre. Don't ask for small things. Ask for mighty things. Go ahead and pray. You're welcome, sir. To bless us. Ask for minimum of 11.
I hope you are requesting. Maska papa papa. Rinde kekekeske poshka imbra la kaskampa liga. Imamasa imbru gashampa liga. Alagbara ni baba, alagbara ni oma, alagbara ni emi mi ma yoshe temi pe. Alagbara ni baba, alagbara ni oma, alagbara ni emi mi ma. Yoshe te wakbe, yoshe ta wakbe o, nitori mo gbagbo. Yoshe te mikbe o, nitori mo teli. Alagbara ni emi mimo, yoshe te mikbe. Alagbara, alagbara ni baba. Alagbara ni omo, alagbara ni emi mimo, yoshe te mikbe. Alagbara, alagbara ni baba. Alagbara ni omo, alagbara ni emi mimo, yoshe ta wakbe. Oh yes, yoshe ta wakbe o. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning because by your mighty power, you will stretch forth your hand upon the wrath of our enemies. In the mighty name of Jesus, you asked Moses when he was faced with the contention of the Red Sea. You said, what is your hands? He said, it's a rod. You asked it to stretch over the Red Sea, and the Red Sea parted way. That same power is still there today. Lord, by that same power, Lord, will stretch for everybody. Everyone stretch your hand. Lord, symbolically, everybody stretching his hand. Let it be a symbol of the hand of the rod of Moses. And let every rest see for everyone. Pathway in the mighty name of Jesus. Every rest see in your health, in your marriage, in your spiritual life, in your finances, in your home, regarding your children, regarding your spouse, regarding your workplace, regarding your desire, regarding your ambition, every rest see pathway in the mighty name of Jesus. Just like Moses stretch the rod over the Red Sea, and the people of Israel moved into testimony. Let everyone here today or watching online, connecting to this service, move from their challenges to their testimony now in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, whatever request people have made this morning at this time, 11 miracles they have requested for, if they have requested for more, they have requested for less. Lord, as many issues have been mentioned before this morning, we pray by the power of the Holy Spirit, the anointing of the living God. Father, let those testimonies come to pass. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, let testimony follow this service. Oh Lord, our God, let no single word utter this day, the God's request, fall to the ground in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your servant that you have used for us this morning. We pray for increase of grace and anointing in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray you increase in ministry and on every area in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Lord, bless your name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Put hands together for the Lord.